This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton warned Venezuela's attorney general there may be serious consequences after the prosecutor asked the country's Supreme Court to keep opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. Attorney General Tarek William Saab also asked the court to block Guaido's financial accounts as he launched a criminal investigation into his activities against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government. Vice President Mike Pence met with opposition envoy Carlos Vecchio at the White House Tuesday, who affirmed Guaido's agenda.
We want first to end the usurpation of power of Maduro. We want to end the dictatorship of Maduro. Second, we want to establish a transitional government toward democracy to stop the suffering of the Venezuelans.
On Monday, Washington imposed sanctions on Venezuela's government-owned oil company. On Tuesday, the State Department said Americans shouldn't travel to Venezuela, warning of unrest and the threat of being arbitrarily arrested. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats told lawmakers Tuesday North Korea is unlikely to completely dismantle its nuclear arsenal. Coats spoke before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which held a hearing on global threats to the United States.
Its leaders ultimately view nuclear weapons as critical to regime survival. Our assessment is bolstered by our observations of some activity that is inconsistent with full denuclearization.
The assessment included in an annual report prepared by U.S. intelligence agencies cast doubt on President Trump's goal to get Pyongyang to relinquish its nuclear weapons. European leaders have ruled out British Prime Minister Theresa May's attempt to renegotiate the terms of Britain's exit from the bloc in March. The Parliament approved May's request Tuesday to rework the Irish border provision. This is VOA News. The Trump administration quietly launched an effort Tuesday to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their cases move through U.S. immigration courts, despite reservations and conflicting messages from the Mexican government. The U.S. returned a Honduran man on the first day of what would be one of the most dramatic changes to the U.S. immigration system of Donald Trump's presidency, if the policy survives an anticipated legal challenge. Talks are expected to start Wednesday on U.S. border security. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't care what issues the special Senate House Budget Conference Committee decides to discuss.
I'm for whatever works, which means avoiding a shutdown and avoiding the president feeling he should declare a national emergency. Exactly how to do that, as you all know, has been quite challenging.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president needs to leave the Congressional Conference Committee alone.
We've come to big agreements before, for example, on budgets and Russian sanctions. What was the common theme? When the president stays out of the negotiations, we almost always succeed. When he mixes in, it's a formula for failure. So I'd ask President Trump, let Congress deal with it on its own.
Beijing is urging Washington to withdraw an extradition request following allegations against Chinese tech giant Huawei. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A China foreign ministry statement calls on Washington to stop the unreasonable crackdown on Huawei after the U.S. escalated pressure on the tech giant by indicting it on charges of stealing technology and violating sanctions on Iran. The statement says Beijing will firmly defend its companies, while giving no indication whether Beijing might retaliate for the charges against Huawei Technologies, China's first global tech brand and the biggest maker of network switching gear used by phone and internet companies. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Apple's group chat function in its FaceTime app has been disabled because of a security glitch, AP's Matt Small reports.
Apple says that group FaceTime is temporarily unavailable after reports surfaced about a bug that could allow an iPhone user calling another iPhone device through group FaceTime to hear audio from that device, even if the second person didn't accept the call.
This comes as an embarrassment for the company that's trying to distinguish itself by stressing its commitment to users' privacy. Results released Tuesday revealed the magnitude of the iPhone slump, a 15% drop in revenue from the previous year. Apple had hoped to offset slowing demand by raising the prices, but sales sagged during the holiday shopping season. Apple stock has lost one-third of its value in less than 4 months. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.